Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio with me today, Ms. Sharon Williams. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I am absolutely fantastic, considering our current chaotic situation.
You're handling it well.
Am I? Thank you. Must be the drugs. So tell me all about the world of Landrum HR.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you having me here and letting me do that. So Landrum, first of all, is four companies under the Landrum heading. We have Landrum Human Resources, which is what we typically go by for the full company, and Landrum Professional Employer Services, which is our leasing company, or that most people know a lot about.
Find me people quick.
That's actually more people who already have their people and are looking to provide benefits and payrolling and risk management.
Yes, all of those fun things I don't like to take care of.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That a lot of people don't like to take care of.
That's a lot of work.
That's exactly right. And that's why we're here. Then, of course, we have Landrum Staffing Services. Now, that's Find Me People. That's exactly right, yes. And I should have also said, too, that Landrum has been in business since 1970.
Yeah.
So it has grown and to add these additional companies as well. So Landrum Consulting Services also handles a lot of training that we provide to directly our clients and also to the community in general. Whether it's HR training or leadership training, safety, or if we're giving instruction on handling the Affordable Care Act, all of the different issues that come up in HR.
Yeah, that's a big word this year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's a biggie. And then also FLSA with the changes with the exempt legislation.
Yeah.
So we've been making sure that everybody knows what to do and how to take care of their people.
Well, those are words that scare people, right? I mean, because there's a lot of just weird information that you have to dig through, right?
That is exactly right. And HR seems to be generating a lot of different legislation over the past couple of years.
Good times, huh?
That's right.
So you guys are, you're still a family-owned company, is that correct?
We definitely are, yes. Mr. Landrum started the company in 1970. And Britt Landrum has become president and is taking the reins and doing a great job.
And so, all based here out of Pensacola, Florida?
That's exactly right, which I just think is awesome. I mean, we're going on 46 years now. And I think from the standards that Mr. Landrum set early on for high ethics and business practices and top quality service, top quality candidates that we provide through Landrum Staffing, the reputation has grown and well known throughout our four county area as well. That right now we are local and serving our local community and taking care of our local businesses.
And you guys do a lot of non-local stuff too. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, we do. The Landrum Professional side is in 44 states.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's quite the reach.
Definitely do. Yes.
So, you were saying the candidates with you, and so, you know, these days and days you always hear about unemployment and, oh, I need a job and all that stuff. And most people think, okay, well, let me look on Career Builder or Monster or, you know, all the other sites that are out there. But they could very well just come see you and kind of, I guess, register with you, right?
They sure can. They can actually even go on to our website and see the jobs that we have posted. So I think right now we have about 7 pages of jobs that are open. And it's not what a lot of people tend to think of as far as, you know, temporary employment.
Which sometimes leads to full-time employment, right?
That's exactly right. I can't tell you the number of times that I have met a client contact who says, do you know how I got my job?
Yeah.
And goes on to tell me, I took a 3-day temporary job and now I'm celebrating 10 years with the company.
Wow.
And I'm now calling Landrum for help. So it's really good.
And it's probably a sort of a great recommendation letter as to the employer, as if it comes from a Landrum employee that's on record with you guys.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So how do I walk me through that process if I need to do that?
Okay. Well, typically a candidate would go to our website and submit their resume. And then our goal is within 24 hours to give somebody a call back. and schedule them to come in to register with Landrum after they've completed a pre-screening process also, mm-hmm. making sure that we have the right opportunities available at the time. And, you know, those change regularly as well. But we are currently hiring for a lot of different types of positions that, like I started saying a while ago, it's not just general clerical and general industrial type of things anymore. There are administrative and professional positions from entry level to executive, then light industrial positions mm-hmm. as well, such as warehousing or assembly work, just a wide range of opportunities that are out there.
Now, does your reach in those areas, does that extend to the other 44 states as well? So if somebody was relocating or do you have sort of a finger on that pulse?
The staffing side is just local.
Okay.
So we're Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton
okay,
counties.
Okay, well, that's still a pretty good reach.
It is a great reach.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, and we know the market. We've been here for 46 years, stay on top of everything that's going on in our communities, being involved with mm-hmm. Different nonprofit organizations, being with a lot of different businesses as well than all of our chambers and rotaries and all of that. We kind of have Landrum employees everywhere and keeping an ear out for
sure.
what people are looking for, what people need, how we can help and help other people succeed in their businesses.
Yeah, very neat. So tell me what sets you all apart from any other staffing provider.
Okay. Well, and aside from the fact that we're the oldest one here in the neighborhood, and the fact that we've come and stayed, you know, there's a lot of times that often people will come in, organizations come in, and then they leave. A lot of even the national type of providers have a small office here with a couple of people where we have a full staff of, there are 32 employees in just the staffing side. We also, on top of having our staffing side, though, we are really a full service HR company. So whether somebody needs staffing or they need payroll and benefits, or they're needing training, or they're needing risk management, or they're wanting to move their business overseas, Landrum can help in all of those areas. So no matter what your need is, we're able to provide for whatever the business needs help in.
Wow. So just so much more than what you would think is just some typical HR stuff, right?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And I think, too, the reputation that has been built from the standard of quality that we do provide to the businesses. We have great feedback from our clients as far as a lot of times that they've tried other services, but they come back to Landrum because they understand the reputation and they know that we are going to be thorough. We're effective in what we do and are flexible in meeting the needs based on what their qualifications, their requirements are. And they know that our screening process is always thorough and consistent as well.
And I know you all do a lot in our community as well.
Yes, we do.
Only because I've participated with some of your coworkers and
in
barbecues and grill offs and all that kind of fun stuff. So
we like to have fun as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure do.
But another thing that a lot of people probably don't know is on top of being a part of the different community or different organizations here in the community, our internal staff are just always very involved in giving back. We regularly have fundraisings even at work, where our own employees participate or initiate even a lot of those benefits, whether we're doing lunch together and having raffles of baskets that we've put together, or just collecting money or collecting things that people need, such as the Cram the Van. We'll be, we're highly involved in that, have a friendly competition amongst all of our departments and our different floors in our building. It's amazing what people have put together.
Yes, I have seen it. I have bared witness to the power of many.
Good.
Earlier you were saying stuff about doing like the payroll and all the actual HR stuff, which is in my world or in my mind an absolute nightmare and the last thing that I want to touch. So, but it was one of the first things that you all did as a company.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So it's sort of like the bread and butter, right?
Yes, it is. It definitely is.
And one of the things I've noticed, and I say this because I've been in business that has used Landrum HR, these services before, one of the things that I really enjoyed, and I think a lot of people need to understand, is how much you reduce the risk.
That's exactly
you know, to an employer, to an employee.
That's exactly
and then to anyone else within the you know organization.
That's exactly right. And what I was saying a little bit earlier about the fact that HR legislation is just continually you know changing. There are so many rules out there, and it's an absolute nightmare for most HR or well small businesses who may not even have their own HR department, or they have one person who's trying to keep up with a hundred employee staff. That's a lot because they're not just hiring and firing people. That's not, you know, there are so much more to the HR department than that. And trying to keep up with the ever-changing rules, just look at the Affordable Care Act.
There's and that then, word again.
Exactly. Yes. The number of changes that have been made and, you know, the people putting that out who aren't sure exactly what they're doing. And then we're trying to figure out what they're trying to do and trying to stay a step ahead of that. Has been just a major challenge.
Yep.
And then the things people just don't even know, discrimination issues, you know, how to deal with that, how to properly terminate an employee so that your business is protected. We have an in-house counsel as well, and Amy Remington, which I understand has been on your show before. She is awesome. I mean, she will take care of us, making sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and that what we do is ethical and proper business practices for protecting ourselves along with our clients.
I think one of the things that Amy said was it was the fact that you could just pick up the phone and call.
That's true.
And 99.99% times get a hold of somebody who can answer that question for you right then and there was probably the biggest thing that she said she'd heard as a relief to all the business owners out there.
That is great. That's exactly what we hear too. That we're very responsive.
Yeah.
And our goal is to protect our clients.
Yeah. So, and you have a full legal team. You have a full team, obviously, that deals with legislation.
That's correct.
You have policy writers. So you have people that understand the language.
That's exactly right.
Which, that's you know, to me as a business owner, that's awesome.
That's exactly
to have that in your back pocket, right? as an all-in-one service, as opposed to trying to find all those things on its own.
That's
it's hard.
Yes, that is. I mean, it's a team of experts. The whole team of Landrum that you can call. You can get your questions answered. Not only with the HR issues, too, safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big areas as well, too. And our team of safety professionals are OSHA certified, able to come out. Do an OSHA audit, making sure that you are taking care of protecting your employees and protecting your business.
So if I want to become a client of Landrum or want to just even find out if your services work for me, where do I go?
You can go to our website, which is landrumhr.com, or you can give us a call at 850-476-5100.
And then you guys are all over social media, I understand.
Oh, we definitely are. You can
Twitter,
just,
Facebook, all that good stuff.
Yes, we are. Just put in Landrum, search, you'll find us.
You'll find it, yeah.
That's right.
Or call Gerald. I'll just tell you something. Call Gerald.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Oh, he can smack me later. It'll be all right. So, well, I think, do you guys have anything coming up? You have any fundraisers or any community things coming up that people can get involved with?
Most of what we're doing at work is internal.
Yeah.
So we're glad to be able to bring in those different nonprofit organizations and we love to be able to present to them with the funds that we've raised. We also have an internal fund where the employees contribute to regularly. Then whenever we have our actual fundraiser, we take the fund, we put in our own funds for that, whether we're paying for our lunch or we're buying raffle tickets or we're just contributing money in any number of ways. And then we match it with what's already in that fund. So we have given substantial of funds to a lot of different organizations.
Yeah, it's a motivation too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, it means a lot. I mean, and the organizations that we choose, because we're in the people business, we do select people who are our businesses who deal with people out here in our community. And we're grateful to be able to be involved with that.
Well, very neat. Well, I want to thank you for coming by our studio today and hanging out with us.
Well, I appreciate it too. I thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And thank you for letting us share about Landrum.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Great.
So guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, thanks for coming out today. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.